With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Last night, House approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Speaker Mike Johnson explains why he supported the package despite its lengthy and often cantankerous deliberation.
This is an important matter. I think it's timely. I think you've heard from leaders around the world, including in Ukraine, that this is being done on a timely basis, and the House had to have the time to deliberate and do this in the right manner.
The bill isn't sitting so well, though, in some GOP circles. They're seeking to oust Johnson like they did former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
As I've said many times, I don't walk around this building being worried about a motion to vacate. I have to do my job. We did. I've done here what I believe to be the right thing, and that is to allow the House to work its will. And as I've said, you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
Some Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene say money and effort should be spent on our own borders before we send billions of dollars to secure other countries. Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Iran's done a masterful job of avoiding consequences for its aggression in the Middle East.
Never pays any price. It can kill three American servicemen, service people in Jordan. It can block shipping through the Mandeb Straits to the Houthi rebels.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Oren said it's time both the U.S. and Israel start to hold Iran accountable for its attacks, including those it launches through proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah.
Iran never pays a price. And if the United States and the world, together with Israel, do not exact a price from Iran, Iran is just going to keep on doing it. And we're going to keep on losing.
Eight people shot, including two men who were killed at an unsanctioned public party in a Memphis City park overnight. This is SRN News. Planet Fitness is once again in the negative spotlight.
The nationwide gym franchise has embraced transgenderism, throwing open its women's locker rooms to men and canceling the memberships of anyone who complains. But the police had to get involved this month at the Planet Fitness in Gastonia, North Carolina, when a man disrobed in the women's locker room and started harassing people. A similar thing happened at a Planet Fitness in Alaska. Some are calling for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. According to new federal regulations, workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with bipartisan congressional support in 2022, but sparked controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. The act requires most employers with 15 or more workers to comply. SRN News. The Supreme Court's made it easier for workers who are transferred from one job to another against their will to pursue job discrimination claims under federal civil rights law.
The individuals can seek the claims even when they are not demoted or docked pay. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the court that workers only have to show that the transfer resulted in some but not necessarily significant harm to prove their claims. The justices unanimously revived a sex discrimination lawsuit filed by a St. Louis police sergeant after she was forcibly transferred but retained her rank and pay.
Jeremy House reports that Sergeant Jaitanya Muldrow filed suit under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act 1964. Lower courts had dismissed Muldrow's claim, concluding she had not suffered a significant job disadvantage. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.